Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know, a moment to stop in our busy lives and listen to God. Luke chapter 13, verses 18 and 19. Then Jesus said, "What is the kingdom of God like? How can I illustrate it? It's like a tiny mustard seed that a man planted in a garden. It grows and becomes a tree, and the birds make nests in its branches." A mustard seed is tiny, between 1 and 2 millimetres. You'd hardly notice it because it's so small, but incredibly it can grow into a huge plant, commonly 8 feet tall, and sometimes even up to 12 feet. It's understandable that Jesus described it as a tree. Inevitably, a mustard plant attracts huge attention from birds who love to feed on the little black seeds. Jesus' point is clear. When we see God at work in the world, it may not look impressive. It may be completely overlooked because it's so small, but the kingdom of God is always in the growth business, and so even though it might seem tiny, it'll keep growing. In many parts of the world, the church is small and struggling. I've visited many towns and even cities in other parts of the world where there's only one Christian or just a small group. I've always been incredibly impressed when I've met such people. In human terms, their situation looked impossibly challenging, but they had faith that God could grow his kingdom against all odds. We live in a world that is impressed by size and success, and it's easy for churches to be sucked into this kind of thinking. There's nothing wrong with either size or success, but we must never forget that we serve a God who does miracles. There are many churches and Christian organisations in this country that are, on the face of it, weak and financially insecure. They are not outwardly impressive, but we need to hold on to the fact that we worship a God who brings growth and blessing in phenomenal ways. The one thing we must never do is to look down on things just because they're small. Let me pray with you. Thank you, Lord, that you're a God of miracles. Help us to look at every situation with your eyes and to see that you can bring growth in the most unlikely places. Amen. Thanks for listening. I hope you have a great day and that you'll join me every weekday for Be Still and Know here on Premiere.